Robert E. Lee, From Manliness to Manhood, by Edith A. Heal. When Robert E. Lee had grown to manhood, he once wrote to his son that duty was the finest word in our language. Perhaps as you read this story, you will be able to tell whether as a boy he was faithful in doing the things that were his to do. Robert E. Lee was born into an old Virginia family. The gentlemen of Virginia were proud of their homes, their horses, and their beautiful estates. They built their houses sturdily, so that many years later their sons and grandsons could still live in them. It was in one of these famous old Virginia mansions that Robert E. Lee was born on January 19, 1807. Stratford House, the home of the Lees, stood high on a wooded hill overlooking the Potomac River in the county of Westmoreland. It was a grand old house. There were long halls with fine wainscoting and moldings brought over from England, beautifully furnished rooms, and broad stairways. Portraits of gallant soldiers recalled days that were gone, and it must have been easy for young Robert to imagine the time when gentlemen in white wigs and velvet breeches walked through the wide hallways. Wherever the boy looked, he was sure to see pictures and records of the deeds of the famous Lee family. He could not forget that he was one of a long line of brave Americans.